This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the BG Live pre-party from the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. Thanks to Miller Lite. We got some Miller Lite specials all show long. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Damn. Jack, a bunch of Twitter questions. Yeah. All right. First one, who's more famous, the Rizzler or Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Huh?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, I would imagine she won that
73.9%.
Yes.
Yeah, I tag her in it. You got to tag her in it next time. And is Reggie White on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore? What do you think the vote is here?
I would say yes, 75%.
There he goes. Look at that guy's back, 76.3%.
Wow.
Boom.
It's good.
Because people know.
I can't wait till Eagles' Mount Rushmore time during Mount Rushmore week.
Let me say that. Yeah. Here's the other thing. He obviously is remembered as an Eagle here, right?
Yes.
I get the whole National Packers nonsense that some of you guys like to spew out.
Not me.
Not you.
Yep.
But to think Philadelphians wouldn't consider Reggie White an Eagle, it's the most outlandish thing I've ever heard in my life, man.
To be honest with you, I don't even think nationally – Maybe it's bias, but I feel like I see as much
Reggie White
stuff as an Eagle
stuff,
as a Packer.
Yes.
Like when I'm watching TV, watching NFL Network or ESPN or whatever, it's not just like Reggie White, all-time Packer. His Eagles history is definitely noted.
People who know Reggie White know Reggie White was in Philadelphia first.
Yes. For almost a decade.
Yes, and they know how great he was as an Eagle.
We got to get rid of Jack and
LA. I'm telling you, between him and LT, like that's your argument for the two greatest defensive players ever.
Mm-hmm. Come on. All right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Dawkins. Well, listen, I love Dog.
He's not as great as.
Oh, here we go.
He's not Reggie. As a player, he's not. No offense, Doc.
No,
he's not.
We don't
edgy.
Have to do that. Yeah, we don't have to do that.
All right. We'll get to the High Hopes baseball report. High Hopes Jackie baseball report. Sorry, in a moment. Warren and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP on BG Day.
Afternoon, boys. Got to tell you, it's always good hearing the coach and stuff like that. As much as I want to talk about Brandon Graham, I heard you talk about this Super Bowl compared to the last. Let me tell you something. While the game's going on, I want that blowout. Doesn't matter. But that first Super Bowl, that was the most unbelievable game I've ever seen in my life. Forgetting say next man up. Like you've played. How many coaches have said that to you, next man up? But that is the first time we're glossing over the fact that how many guys got hurt. Forget our main quarterback. You got to give this coach any statue they put up of him. You talk about Reggie other places. Doug Peterson's nothing but an Eagle to the day I die, at least. That was an unbelievable coaching job, what he got these guys to do. They would run through walls for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, yeah.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Absolutely.
I actually, until you said it, I didn't even remember he was here for 5 years. It just seems so much shorter when I'm looking back on it. But, you know, he was
not only that, he was here 5 years, but he was also on Andy's staff.
Right, as quarterback coach.
Yeah.
Right, yep.
I tell you what, it's real funny when you, it's not so funny anymore when people you hear them say, it's a gold standard. Remember that? What we used to get grief
used to
over there?
Gold standard.
Yeah. We are the gold standard. I got to do this with Brandon Graham. I'm sure you remember hockey and the Flyers. The funny thing with Brandon, as beloved as he is, and he deserves every second, Flyers had a guy named Keith Primo we brought in. Nobody liked, nobody wanted. They thought it was a bad trade. Do you remember when we drafted Brandon? They weren't real happy with the pick. He made himself one of the most beloved athletes ever play in this city.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, he did.
It's an incredible turn.
Do you remember when he got drafted?
Yes.
It wasn't the happiest.
Yes.
They thought, what? Got to tell you, no matter what.
I was there at the draft when all the boos rang out. We were down. Yes. We were at the link. I was
you
there.
Remember this?
Yes.
It's like, could you imagine if Evan Turner had become one of the greatest Sixers of all time? It's like, it's insane to think about, you know?
Yeah. No, but as I said, it's funny how it turns out. And, you know, you could say Kelsey and B-Dawg, but I got to tell you, this man's been there for both parades. This man's an Eagle through and through. God bless him, man, what he brought to the city. We should have more class acts like him around, and you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Warren.
Great call, yeah. I tell you, man, I go back and forth with Kelsey and BG. Love them both.
On Mount Rushmore.
I always call it my core four. The core four, Kelsey, BG, Fletcher, and Lane. But Kelsey and BG would be the face of the core four.
Yeah.
Both great stories. Stories of perseverance. We forget. Kelsey was on the trading block, too.
Yep.
We forget that whole speech he did at the parade was in part to some of the naysayers here.
Sure. Yeah absolutely.
Like, so that was, like, Kelsey also has that sort of trials and tribulations, overcoming adversity, undersized, right? Like, Kelsey has that going on with him as well.
100%.
So, and he was a sixth-round pick.
Yep.
He was a sixth-round pick. That's why I go back and forth.
So Kelsey on the Mount Rushmore.
With him and BG. For me, it would have to be a different type of Mount Rushmore. If you're saying the face that represents this era of Eagles football, it's the core four. I can't pick one.
Oh.
All I'm doing is it's all four of them. What do you want me to do?
So you can play these games on BG Day. I'll let you play these games on BG Day. When it's Mount Rushmore week, we're holding you down. Yeah, I won't go to break for 3 straight hours until you answer the freaking question. I'm just being honest with you.
And he is being
honest. Yeah, I'm being honest.
Yes.
Nick Sirianni joins us at 4. If you missed Doug Peterson, he was with us at 3. You can do the rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after Jackie Baseball tells you about our friends at National Appliance Warehouse.
Emphasis on our friends.
Our friends.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You were in the house for the first time, like, full over the weekend?
So all of my appliances in my kitchen, National Appliance Warehouse. I did dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh,
I got National Appliance. Oh, dude!
Ah, what a dishwasher.
Dude! And I was playing with a drawer-out microwave that I got National Appliance. Ah!
Yep.
Wait, last thing.
Playing with your dishwasher, huh?
Yep, that last thing. The water thing on the fridge, it's got an auto thing, so you just put the glass there, and it fills up the water. You don't even have to hold the thing
down.
Does
that crushed ice, or do you still have the cube ice?
I haven't tried the ice yet.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure it has it all.
Yes, National Appliance Warehouse. Anyway, tax-free Delaware. Go ahead,
Jack. Yeah, it's the best. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows National Appliance Warehouse is the best. Spike's currently living it. My parents got a dishwasher from there. I mean, National Appliance Warehouse, they're heating up, and they're down tax-free Delaware. Obviously, that means you're going to get a great price. That's also guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. So you're going to get that. Also, they have great savings events going on, but you're going to get the right appliance. I mean, Spike had to narrow down his choices to only two. Don't worry.
Yeah, they've got tons.
Over 100 brands.
Tons of brands.
15,000 square foot showroom, so they have the right appliance for you. And on top of that, you're going to get a knowledgeable, friendly, family-like atmosphere at National Appliance Warehouse. It's something that they fully believe in. We talk about culture with the sports teams. Culture matters here as well. And on top of that, installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. They do it all at National Appliance Warehouse. So visit NationalAppliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell him Fritz sent you. That's what I did. They rolled out. They were like, Fritz,
whoa,
he sent you?
Our guy?
Got to give you a special Fritz prize. Yep. All right.
That's a good voice you just did there.
Fritz prize. Let's talk a little baseball.
It's time for the High Hole Jackie Baseball Report. Says Jackie Baseball.
Buzz, what could you possibly be doing back there to where you're...
Coming off a good Friday, Buzz.
I know. Well, Buzz wasn't even producing Friday, so...
He wasn't producing Friday.
That's why the show was so good on Friday. You realize that?
Yeah, I have the
show was producing Friday.
It was Justin.
Justin Morgan.
Yeah.
That's right, it was Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, my bad, Buzz.
Nah, Justin. I mean, look, Justin... Look, he's got it together more than Buzz does. I love Buzz.
Wow.
But can I say, Buzz is too busy worrying about his friggin' weekend show when he's producing us.
He's worried about his jolly make fun of him for a segment hour.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I got to get my tweet out reminding everybody about the show. I don't have time to produce the show. Whereas Morgenstern is just dialed in. But whatever.
Wow.
Yep.
Everybody's got different priorities.
My bad, Buzz.
Yeah. No, setting them up.
Yep.
Setting them up. I would say there's some big audio from Bryce Harper in here. Phil Stick 2-3 from the Diamondbacks.
There we go.
Three straight series wins.
Yep.
And, you know, yesterday could have been a great comeback.
Oh, man. Would have been all time.
It would have been fantastic. Ranger was dominant early, and I think he's got tired.
Do you think he's got tired? So
got a little tuckered.
Kruk was bringing up.
Dominant for two innings?
He's dominant.
Two and two thirds, right? Yeah. Well, he struck out the first two guys.
Basically the whole game.
Yeah.
It's the first time they've seen him all year.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, too. Kruk made a point during the broadcast about it happening when he moved to the stretch.
Yeah.
Is there anything there?
I think his stuff was kind of flattened out as he was getting further into the start.
Mm. Back to the bullpen.
Nope. No, he's going to build up. Taiwan's in the bullpen.
Oh, great.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to exactly. Yeah, they have another long man. Him and Joe Ross are just going to be eating up innings out of the bullpen.
Taiwan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ross been looking good.
Joe Ross been looking good, too.
Yeah.
So how long do we stick with Ranger?
More than one start, all right? Jeez. Elliot texted me in the middle of the game yesterday, is Ranger cooked? And I wanted to jump through my – it's fine. He might eventually – he's quick on the cooked meter because he likes seeing how revved up we can get.
Because he got one more guy right. He jumped on the MB thing, and now everybody's cooked.
Well, by the way, I will reveal his Eagles Mount Rushmore that he just tweeted out in a moment.
It was sickening.
It's just like it's
4:30, disgusting. 4:30.
Yeah. Put Nick on it.
Put Nick? Why just Howie? Why not Howie?
Yeah. Is Cooper on it yet?
Now this is very exciting for Ike.
Yes.
Where are we at on Knowles? Come on, man.
Come back.
Come on, man. Talk to
me. We're trying to keep quiet. Trying to keep quiet.
That's all I'm doing.
Don't let people pick up the scent that he might be back.
Yep. I need one more start.
Listen.
I need one more. I need to get through another one.
Knowles might be back, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I mean, Knowles, the team.
Finally gave him some run support.
Yeah, Knowles might be back. Knowles might be back.
Well, you know what helps? Going from 89 to 93 on his fastball.
That does help.
Weather warms up a little bit. Stuff are starting to look a little bit better. Either way, I mean, the rotation is shaping up very nicely. Lizardo was really good again on Friday. Wasn't totally dominant, but grinded his way through it. Nola Sanchez is healthy again. Ranger, we'll see. Give it a couple more starts. But overall, you feel good about that. Also, you feel good about the trio of Dave Dombrowski signings this offseason. Slowly but surely, Max Kepler. Come on. Big home run on Friday. Home run on Saturday. Oh, Kepi.
Kepi.
And by the way, thanks to Rob Thompson for resting him on Sunday.
Well, I got to get Weston Wilson as the bats.
Yeah.
Weston Wilson went yard.
He did. But he did. But he also struck out in a big at bat, right. And then
Thompson got a little cocky there with the second time he let Weston Wilson hit against the righty.
Yep.
I was like, all right. It worked one time. Wasn't exactly thrilled when he hit the home run.
And then, by the way, why is he? I think we all knew putting. I don't know where they were from a bullpen standpoint, but sending Alvarado out there for the second inning again.
Yeah, that was just day off today.
Okay.
He's your best guy out there.
We've already won the series.
It's that or Carlos Hernandez. Like, who would you rather have?
Right.
A second inning of Alvarado or Carlos Hernandez.
All right, that's fair.
So the one that I do find the most interesting, though, is what Harper said after the game. Obviously, a lot was made on Friday. You know, I think Morning Show talked about Harper's leadership. Midday Show talked about Harper's leadership. And I think
– you –
I talked about Harper's leadership.
Thank you.
Easy over there, killer.
Well, it's just like, you know, we say things, we throw matches and we run away.
I was going to say that we talked about it as well.
Yep, yes. You brought it up. Yep.
Yep. And that's fine.
Okay.
But I think he got the hint. I think he knew what the temperature was like in the city. And he talked yesterday after the game, and I really think that it was it. Interesting quote from Bryce, and I think he kind of got the message.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not where I want to be. Like I said, I mean, I've gone through stretches like this in my career. It's going to happen. I'll come back, come back out of it and be totally fine. But it's just a frustrating moment, just not being able to come through, and you know, realizing I got to be better for my teammates and the fans, and they expect that. This organization expects that. So you know, I think I hold myself to a really high standard, and my teammates do as well, and everybody else. So I gotta be better.
He's frustrated. Yeah. I mean, and you can see it in his eyes. Like, you can see it in how he's carrying himself. You just think about last year. It's not like he was doing this, just to paint a picture of last year versus this year. And not like he was doing this every game. But when they're in London, he does the whole goal celebration in London. And this year, like, you don't really see any emotion out of him at all. And I think he's frustrated, obviously. But I think, you know, when he's letting Jack, you brought this up on Friday. When he looks tight, it can make the team tight, I think, you know. So,
yeah, I'll say this. In hearing those comments, this is why he doesn't get criticized like some other athletes.
Yep.
Because I don't know if every athlete holds themselves to that standard. I don't know if every star player is going to come out and be as honest about where he's at right now and knowing the expectations and things of that nature. He's not looking to blame anybody. He's not making any excuses. He's not ducking the media. And I believe that guys like that in his position, the Jalen Hurts, even Embiid, when he's going, well, like, if they're going to handle their rough times in a first-class manner, in a stand-up manner, they do deserve a little bit more rope. I'm not saying they are above criticism, but I think they should be above the over-the-top criticism, right? They should be above they should earn that because, A, they carry the weight of the franchise and the expectation, and they're compensated. Don't get me wrong for that. But I can appreciate the guys who don't run from that responsibility.
Yep.
Who embrace it, they accept it, and when they aren't playing well, they don't run and hide then. And I think for Bryce, for the most part, he's been stand up. He's been a stand up guy even when he's not struggling. He does his little playing well, but he's not running and hiding from this right now.
No, and he never throws teammates under the bus.
Exactly.
He can be critical, but he doesn't, that would like Embiid does. And he, like, I appreciate that.
Yes.
Whatever he's thinking, I don't know. I appreciate his outward energy.
Yes.
It has made me appreciate him more that he takes that responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think getting it from the standpoint of how teammates look at him as well. I think that's what the comments were interesting about.
Sure.
Too. Because like, I gotta be better for my teammates as well. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was good. Buzz, do you happen to have the Fransky audio from Friday night as well?
I heard that Friday.
Yeah, because that
I heard it.
That was also interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, That was my bad. I should have told him. Well, it was, yeah.
Well, but, yeah, I don't want to talk about it until we play it. There we go. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
Seems to be this narrative about town that Bryce Harper isn't having any fun, isn't enjoying playing baseball. And I think the folks down at ground level would tell you differently. He's not happy that he's not hitting the way.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But you ask around and what kind of a teammate he's been and all that. The pitch is up high. And they say Harper might be the best he's ever been as a teammate in terms of being supportive of others and staying engaged on the bench, even when things are not going well for him.
Well, what was it Harper said? You know, when I was a jerk, I hit great. Maybe I should go back to being a jerk. Now I'm trying to be a nicer guy, and I'm not hitting. I mean, I should go back to being a jerk. Yeah, he's not going to be jumping up and down. I don't think there's too many players who are going to be all thrilled and excited about struggling. Not that he's – not like he's struggling for the whole month. Or he's not where he wants to be.
All right. Well, Scott.
Yep.
First of all, your partner, Larry Anderson, was on our show on Wednesday. Larry said when he was watching it, he didn't see. I asked Larry Anderson, when you watch Bryce, just ask him about performance. Is there anything you see? He immediately jumped to, they don't look like they're having any fun out there. It was the first thing he jumped to. And he said, I haven't been there, but people have mentioned it to me, and when I watch it, I don't see it. The only thing I would say, Scott Fransky is aces to me as a broadcaster, as a guy. Can we not do that? There's a narrative. Can we not? Like, everybody who watches the team and watches Bryce Harper could see him acting differently. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's inside of him, but we see him for 3 hours a night, every night, more than we see family members, you know, if you're watching every Phillies game. I just hate when we do this thing where there's a thing being made up about and we need, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty clear when you watch Bryce Harper that he was not as outwardly, you know, happy, whatever the word is.
He's a little mopey.
A little mopey. So that's all. I just don't think it was being made up. And I also don't think there was anybody publicly saying, I know for sure that Bryce is X, Y, or Z. I think people were just talking about what they saw.
It's the biggest thing that fans were thinking, I think, watching the Phillies the last week and a half.
Yeah, that's all.
What's going on with Bryce?
Yeah.
He didn't make a nice swing adjustment on Saturday. I'm sure you saw it. I'm sure you're thrilled.
Wait, what's that?
He made a nice swing adjustment on Saturday.
I didn't notice. His
bat was just up higher. He didn't do any of the motion a little bit. Yeah, and then Sunday got it back and went, yeah.
There you go.
I don't ever want to watch baseball that close.
Where you know where the bat is?
Yeah.
I'll do it for you, buddy.
And I know you notice it, yeah, because you watch those.
Do you want to talk about Lazaro changing a slider grip bumps on Friday?
No, remember when I was like with Romano?
Romano.
Yeah, Romano.
Whatever.
Yeah, about the tipping of the pitches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
He's just tipping.
It's baseball.
Is what it is.
It's the greatest.
Sometimes your glove flares out a little bit. It's fastball versus.
There's not one sport that I hate the nuance of the sport more than baseball.
Oh, that's what baseball is.
The unwritten rules.
It's all nuance. Yeah.
That's sports.
If Scott didn't use narrative, if he just skipped the word
narrative. Yeah, narrative is the one that drives
it. You leave Fransky alone.
Well, he leave us alone.
He didn't say us.
He was talking about us. On his way to the ballpark.
Yeah. Throw a rock in the crowd and the hit dog will holler.
Narrative.
Right now we're hollering.
The narrative.
He didn't say us.
Speaking of the narrative.
The narrative.
You ought to know not to mess with Fransky.
I'm not messing with Fransky. I thought the audio was interesting. And, you know, the big narrative. Is he ever going to work again?
Oh, who knows? I don't comment on that. All right, coming up next, Coach Nick Sirianni joins us to talk about Brandon Graham on BG Day. Speak of BG Day, we are at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party. Miller Lite, thanks to Miller Lite. Miller Lite specials all day long while we're here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.